Hello, welcome to Chris and Lizzie's Random Bookish Chats. I'm Chris Penhall and I'm a writer.
And I am Lizzie Chantry, and I am a writer and writing mentor.
So we decided that we were going to record snippets of our rather random chats, not the whole things because we'd be here all day, but just snippets. And today we thought about the fact that we're learning new things all the time. So we are going to be talking about leaving old habits behind, not bad habits, but old habits.
Yeah, we're talking about procrastination, motivation, and just basically trying to follow a new path. Sometimes you realize that maybe what you've been doing before isn't quite working, or a few tweaks need to be made. So that is what we're trying to do at the moment. We're trying to be a bit more productive, and we're deciding of ways that can happen.
Yes, and quite a lot of that is us not sitting in the same room as each other if we want to write. I mean, we do, but actually Lizzie has to do the writing sprints, put on the stopwatch and say, "Write," which is what she does at our writing buddies sessions. I'm not in charge of the stopwatch unless she's not there.
No, we don't let Chris in charge of the stopwatch because we'd be off on a tangent. I'm more like rules led. But the thing is, we do like to chat and we love talking to the writers in the group there. We like hearing everybody's news. We like chatting about each other's news. And we do get a bit distracted, which is why we're talking about this topic today, because we are trying to get a bit more streamlined. And it's also about our job is a writer. So we need to have more books out all the time. So we need to carve out time in the day, for things like our writing, but also book marketing, social media, all those kind of things that take up quite a lot of time in a writer's day. We need to somehow fit all of that in. So that's something we're talking about as well.
So, what are you doing that's new then?
Well, I'm just decided that I'm going to try and be a bit more productive. So obviously we're working on this podcast. I need to have a new book out in a few months. We'll have a book finished, not out. So I'm trying to get a certain amount of words done every day, and I'm trying to get myself to that target. I don't always like word target pressures because they don't work for everybody. But at the moment, that is really working for me. So I'm setting myself a daily goal of words to get down on paper. I'm trying to stick to that as best I can, and I'm finding that I'm working everything else around that rather than doing everything else and trying to squeeze in my writing.
I am branching out. I'm trying to do things that are related to the fact that I'm a writer as well as the writing, because I am somebody with a brain that jumps from one thing to another. I think that's a habit. I think that's because of the nature of the work I've done. And I enjoy having a lot of different things. So I'm actually focusing this month, which is not something I normally do, actually. I'm trying to change the way I work because things have changed in my working life over the past year. I am trying to focus on writing the first few thousand words of a book and getting the synopsis done, which I've never done before, by the end of January, so I can see where I am with that. And alongside that, I'm also branching out into doing workshops. I'm running my first writing workshop in a few weeks' time. I mean, I have run workshops in the past. I was a trainer when I was in the civil service a very long time ago for a brief period of time. And I've also, in my role in the media, I've run workshops on various different things. So it's not something that's new to me. We ran a workshop together last year as well, didn't we? It's just now this is my first specific workshop about writing to encourage other people to write. And I'm very excited about it. And it's something I want to do more of because I love encouraging other people to write for whatever reason, which is one of the reasons we do the writing buddies. I just think people can get such a lot out of it. And so I'm trying to do different things. I've also gone on to Substack, as have you. And because of my audio experience, my radio experience, I've started a snippet podcast where I'm talking about bits of my books just for about 5 minutes, reading extracts and talking about the context of that or how I came to it or why I did it. And I'm quite enjoying it because I'm using my previous experience, but in a different way. What about you?
No, I think that's a great idea. I think it's trying to fit these new things into your day. Yeah, for me, I'm, I say, trying to get a book finished. We're doing this podcast now. I've got writing talks lined up this year. I'll probably do some more seminars where I'm helping other writers, get more words down or teach them about networking or book marketing. I'm just trying to learn a lot of new skills all the time. And I've also got my bookish merchandise site, so that I'm building up on that. That's been very busy recently, which I'm really enjoying getting back into sort of designing and doing a bit more of that. So that kind of gives my brain a bit of a rest from the writing time. It means I can switch up to something else, think about something else for a while, and then switch back into my writing. So how do you find, what do you think about that? Do you just have like a one track mind on what you're doing, or do you switch it up and think, right, no, that's closed off now, I'm onto that? Or are you still thinking about your writing while you're doing something else?
The thing that I have learned and I am going to do more of is to relax about that, because I don't have specific word counts. I know when I'm happy when I've achieved something, but I've sort of relaxed, or I've learned to relax into the fact that my mind jumps about. So there will be periods of time where I will sit down and just the words will fly, and that's wonderful. It's usually in a coffee shop. I have to be honest. It's usually when I'm somewhere where there's an energy that makes me relax. And also when I'm writing a specific scene where I'm enjoying what the characters are doing and it really takes a story along, they can just fly. I've learned to relax into the fact that, like all of us, there are parts of the book when you're writing that you have to write in order to move the story along in a different, more thoughtful way, in the sense that something has to happen in order for the bigger things to happen, and you have to write them down. And that can be a bit harder because it's not always as much fun. But I've sort of relaxed into that. And also, I've just accepted that I love doing lots of different things in a working day. I always have done. That's how my work appears to always have been, with a lot of
Yeah.
different things going on. And I think a lot of people are like that. And I also think that maybe with experience, if we just sort of accept the fact that we've achieved things and we've managed to do this work in a certain way over the years, and now writing is no different. You could be somebody that enjoys sitting down and really focusing for a few hours. And that's absolutely brilliant. That's marvelous. If you're not, it's absolutely fine. You can still achieve what you're doing. It's just going off in a different way. So I think I'm just moving forward and accepting how my mind works when I'm writing. I didn't write much before Christmas. I had a couple of months off because I just needed to let my brain power down sometimes. And I think you do when you're just imagining things, because you're creating things out of nothing, but just out of what you've seen or heard, and creating stories. I did do a little bit because I am working on something, but I sort of switched off a bit, and now I'm back and I'm thoroughly enjoying reading it. So I think for me, it's accepting that I like doing lots of different things in a day, and that's how I've always worked, and it's sort of worked in my working life, so why not allow it to work in my
Yeah,
writing?
the same here. Yeah, I mean, I'm very much like trying to get a certain amount of words a day and things like that. But for me, a big part, you touched on it with what you were just saying about being creative and the creativity of other people. And I find I feel very creative, inspired when I've like spoken to you, or I've spoken to other writers or other creatives, or my friends or family, or you know, just having a change of scenery, going out sometimes and having a coffee. People might think, oh, you're always in a coffee shop. But actually, for me, that's part of my work day, where I'm going out, I'm seeing people, I'm listening to people. It fills up my creative tanks. And then I go back and I'm that much more productive because I've had a change of scenery, or because I've spoken to someone else, or I'm really excited about an idea because I've spoken to somebody. So for me, you know, other people are a really, really big part of my creative process. You know, like as what you were saying, it's around being around people that inspire you. And but I also do like those quiet times where I go to my barn where I work, and I just sit and look at the trees and have some quiet time, and I just look out of the window and concentrate and just get on with it and have those times where I'm just writing. So it's finding a balance. But like you say, whatever works for you has to be the right way, really. As long as you are getting those words down and you are getting something out every day, be it, you know, a handful of words or loads and loads, you know, you're just working towards that goal the whole time. And that is the key. You know, forward is forward. So however much you do is a bonus.
Yes, I think appreciating what you're doing and being pleased with creating something out of thin air, whether it's a few words, a line, a paragraph, a thousand words, is something to be applauded and celebrated and encouraged. And in a moment, we're going to talk about one of the elements of what we do, that makes me laugh. It makes you laugh too, as well. And that's the things that sometimes you have to Google in order to in order to get the facts right. Well, not necessarily the facts, but little things that you think you need to check. So we'll do that in a second. Hi, I'm Chris Penhall. I am a writer and I'm with my friend and writing colleague, Lizzie Chantry, who's also a writer. And we are going to talk about things that we've had to Google. But before that, one of the things we were talking about earlier in the podcast was new habits. And one of our new habits is not to talk so much on the
That's never going to happen, Chris.
Keep it tight. We're checking the time so we don't just go off on
Luckily,
one
we
of
have
our.
editing tools.
Because basically what we're doing is we're chatting to each other via Zoom, which makes it easier to be disciplined on, because quite often we're sitting in a cafe or I've had breakfast and are walking along a seafront where, that could go on for some time. So I would just like Lizzie and me to applaud ourselves for being slightly disciplined in our chats before we go on.
First time ever.
Well done. And so Googling things that we have suddenly thought about while we're writing, is that something you do? You think, oh dear, no, is that right? I better Google. Other search engines are available, by the way. So have you done that kind of research recently?
Yes, I do. I Google names a lot. Plants. I have a lot of plants in my book because my editor, one of my editors, is always saying, "That plant doesn't grow in that season. What are you talking about? That tree wouldn't be grow there," and things like that. I'm like, "Oops!" So I'm quite often, and I'm actually, it's made me more interested in plants. I always love plants, but it's made me fascinated by some exotic breeds of plants. And I've had some people in books and things that grow some unusual plants and things, and it's actually really piqued my interest. And I love now looking into that kind of thing. So kind of, it's brought a new interest into my life. But also things like the education people need for certain jobs. And then there's websites and things we have to look on, Chris, because there's like discount book sites and things like that when we're doing promotions. And I always remember my husband walking in and saying, "Why are you looking at a site called Topless Cowboy?" Again, there are other sites, but that is a book di a discount site, and I had to explain away why that was the name of the site. But obviously, there are others. But yeah, we do have to explain ourselves away sometimes for perfectly innocent reasons.
Reasons. I'm a writer, leave me alone. I do a lot of names. I do a lot of names. It's a constant thing, isn't it, to try to think of a name that fits the character, also fits their age. And in my case, I've written
Exactly, the
four
genre
books.
and the era.
Yeah, four books in Portugal. So I've got to check the names of Portuguese characters that are also recognizable to people. And I also check that if I've got characters that aren't that nice, because I never write about criminals. In my world, people make mistakes. Actually, that's it. But somebody's doing something that disrupts things. And so I did have to spend quite a lot of time for the last book I did, The House That Florence Left, which slightly dipped into the world of land and development, etc., to make sure that my character, one of the characters, wasn't a real person. So didn't want to get done for defamation of character. Actually, the first name I came up with was the name of a real person that was involved in business in some way, so I had to change it. You can't not have the same name as anyone. That's not going to happen. But I like to
Yeah,
make
there's too
sure
many
that,
people.
when it's like that, I try to do a check. There's also, I am writing about baking for various reasons. I am the worst baker in the world. I have no clue. In fact, I bought a book by Mary Berry a few years ago, a really basic baking book, thinking I can't go wrong with this. And I did. I ruined rock cakes, and that's how bad I am. So I was Googling what you have to wear on your head. So I found
What
a
you have
hair
to wear on your
tie.
head,
Yeah,
right?
yes.
Oh, hairnets. Yeah,
Hairnet
okay.
glam. And what things smell like as well. Sometimes I write a lot
I've
about
seen that.
my surroundings, and a lot of that is in the countryside or by the sea. And I like to include how things smell, etc. Sometimes if it's relevant. And you know how something smells, but you cannot describe it because your brain's gone. You think, oh, I know how that smells. That smells like, and sometimes I have to Google what things smell like. And there's various other things, another word or whatever. I have got a physical thesaurus, actually. I love a thesaurus. I've got a physical one. I've got an actual thesaurus book, and I do use that sometimes. But it's good fun. And then what I have to do is make sure I don't just start Googling other things for no apparent reason, because my mind goes, oh, and it's got nothing to do with what I originally started looking at.
Yeah, it can be a slippery slope, I think. Once you start Googling one thing, then you think, oh, or you know, from another provider, obviously, you know, you just start looking up things or books. I've got loads and loads of reference books. I've got these two really big book trolleys that I salvaged from my dad's old business, and they were just left outside for years. And now I've got them in my office, and they are full, chock-a-block full of reference books. And I just love flicking through those books and just, you know, checking on things. And I think it's a lovely way to sort of find facts and things as well, you know, actually having a physical book in your hand
Oh,
rather than
yeah.
just tapping on the keys of the computer.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I also look up the way things smell, you know, especially with plants again, because obviously that's seasonal. You never know what smells what at what time of year, when things grow, when things flower. You know, I wrote a book about a boat, and it's like things along the river. Sometimes you have to look up things through restaurants, or I'm writing about a food critic at the moment, and you know, it's about the educational needs of that, or you know, what that person would know. There's so many different things we have to know. I don't tend to do loads and loads of research for my books because they're not historical or anything like that, but there are points where you do need to look things up, and you do, it can come up. I mean, if anybody looks at my search history on my computer, I think any writer's search history on their computers, they'd be looking for all kind of things, because especially crime writers and, you know, people who write mysteries, they must have even weirder search engine history than we do. I
Oh,
can imagine.
absolutely. Mine is very mundane, given that I write contemporary fiction, you know.
Exactly, contemporary romance.
Yes, I don't know what my life would be like if I wrote crime or history. I mean, I did used to years ago write articles about local history. And for a little while, I had a column in a local newspaper called Pocket Histories, where it was 200 words to summarize a part of Essex history. So I did spend a lot of time in those days in the local library with books, and that was absolutely wonderful. There's nothing like that, going through an old history book and getting the information. But anyway, we're digressing again, aren't we? I've gone off to books.
Never do that.
We never do that. So I think it's time we better go, because I've got things to Google, Lizzie.
Yes, me too now. You've given me more ideas of what to Google. You definitely need to look at that site I mentioned.
Yes. Thank you for listening to Chris and Lizzie's random bookish chats. We'll be back with another episode soon.
Yeah, we look forward to speaking to you again.